We're asking, Lord, that this day will be a day of wonder, a day of signs, a day of healing, a day of salvation, a day of victory, a day of progress, a day of prosperity, a day when all yokes are broken. And I pray that everyone hearing today, wonders will never stop in your life. Speak to your people at this time. Let the wonders begin in every life. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. We're looking at Luke chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach, to proclaim, to declare the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister. And he sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day, that's your day, this day is this very day. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Tonight, there's going to be a fulfillment, a performance in your life. The gospel is coming to you. Good news is coming to you. And the good news that comes to you today will erase and blot out and wipe out every bad news in your life. Because Jesus Christ announced, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He is the anointed one. That's why we call him Christ. He is the anointed one. That's why we call him Messiah. He was appointed for you, anointed for you, raised up for you. Good news must come to your life. Good news must crush, destroy, demolish every evil thing in your life from tonight. Because he has been raised up to proclaim, to declare unto you good news for the poor. What is good news to the poor? When you tell the poor you will forever be poor, is that good news? Good news is, you were poor, now you meet Christ who gives you the gospel, the good news, you are not poor anymore. Good news for the weak. If somebody tells you you are weak, you'll be forever weak. Is that good news? You were weak before you came. When you live here tonight, you are strong in Jesus' name. If you have been in the prison, in the captivity of the enemy, if somebody comes to you and says, I'm sorry, I pity you, I'm crying for you, you will never come out of this place, but I am sorry for you. Sympathy. Is that good news? No. But somebody comes to you and he says, I have the key to your prison door. I will open the door. You'll come out of this captivity. Good news has come. Look at that Joseph there in the prison. Joseph, good news. The king is calling you. Your prison doors are open. The dream of many years, tonight is the night of fulfillment. That's the good news. And it is coming to you. Your prison doors are open in Jesus' name. Deliverance to the captives. Nobody will chain you down. Nobody will tie you down. You will rise up. You will move on. Something good will happen to you. A recovering of sight to the blind. Your blind eyes will open. There are two kinds of blindness. There is spiritual blindness. There's physical blindness. Spiritual blindness. Your riches are there. Your treasures are there. The way to the top is right before you. But you cannot see. A friend, a helper that will take your hand and lead you to your destiny is very near, but you cannot see. Your good is there. You cannot see the good. Your spiritual blindness is taken away tonight. You will know your helper. You will see your helper. Your helper will take your hand like this. He'll take you to the place of destiny. Then there is physical blindness. That you cannot see physically. Jesus sent me to tell you that he comes to give you recovering of sight tonight. And to set at liberty them that are bruised. All the bruising, the crushing, the curse, the yoke, or the oppression of the enemy, tonight you are free. And the Lord said, this day is this pronouncement fulfilled in your ears. Power for your day of wonder. How do you have this wonder, this miracle, this total, complete deliverance tonight? Power. Give me the first letter. P. Proclamation of his mercy. Proclamation of his mercy. Power. Give me the next letter. O. Obedience to the master. I'm showing you the way. You will follow this way. You are getting there tonight. Power. Give me the next letter there. Worship of the Messiah. Worship of the Messiah. Power. Give me the next letter there. E, expectation of his miracles. Power. Give me the next letter over there. R, reconciliation with your maker. Tonight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the door is open. Power for your day of wonders. Number one, the proclamation of his mercy. It is not by merit. I don't have enough money. Don't worry about that. I've not been a church goer. Don't worry about that. I'm not a good man. I'm not a good person. Don't worry about that. Tonight it's on the basis of the mercy of God. And the mercy of God is flowing like a river. Water has no enemy. Go to the riverside. Go there with your bucket. The river is flowing for you. Water has no enemy. Go there with your drum. The water is flowing for you. The river of the mercy of God. The proclamation of his mercy. That's how the wonder will come. In Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. And they came to Jericho. And he and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat at the wayside begging. In verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of man, have mercy on me. He was not a churchman. He was not a Catholic. He was not a Pentecostal. He was not an Anglican. He was not a Presbyterian. He did not have any certificate to show I paid my pastor's deal. I paid the church deal. There is no merit here tonight. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He was not a popular man. He was not a star in the society. He was a nobody. He was a non-entity. He was a beggar. And he said, I'm not looking for the miracle of marriage because I don't have any marriage. All I'm looking for is a miracle of mercy, and that mercy flowing like a river, it will float your direction. My eyes are blind. All I need is mercy. My life is deformed. All I need is mercy. I'm a dejected man. All I need is mercy. I am a beggar sitting by the wayside. All I need is mercy. I have nothing. I am nothing. I amount to nothing. I'm a big zero. All I need is mercy. And the mercy of God is coming to you. He said, Jesus, call that name. I said, call that name. Jesus is the one that makes mercy, miracle to flow into your life. Look at verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. They told him, keep quiet. Don't you know a miracle is costly? A bicycle is costly. A motorcycle is more costly. A car is more costly than that. An aeroplane is more costly than that. A miracle coming from heaven is the costliest of them all. Even those of us that have eyes to see, we have not got any miracle. Shut up. Those who want to pay for it will never have it. Because it's so costly, it's so precious, you cannot pay for it. And so they told him, shut up. Because we have not got it. They think because they don't have it, you cannot have it. What they haven't got, you will get. Those who have merit. Those who say, I am a religious man. I am a Pharisee. I walk like this straight. I don't do any bad thing. I go to Sunday school. My church is the best in town. I never miss any Sunday. Go and ask the priest. I pay all my dues. All those touchy people, all those religious people, all those stiff-necked people, all those proud religious people, they go empty-handed. But mercy. Somebody is looking for mercy there. Mercy. Somebody is asking for mercy over there. Mercy. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 49. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And he called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good cheer, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, he rose and he came to Jesus. I'm coming for mercy. The river of mercy is flowing for me. I'm coming. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus in the way. Power. Give me the first letter there. P, proclamation of his mercy. Tell me the second letter. O, obedience to the master. As you come to Christ and you say, Christ, you'll be the master of my life. You'll be the Lord of my life. You'll be the King of kings in my life. You'll be the director and the controller of my life. Anything you tell me, I will do. He's going to tell you something. He's going to tell you something. In John chapter 2. John chapter 2. It was a moment. It was supposed to be a moment of joy. A moment of celebration. A moment of happiness. Somebody was getting married. And Jesus was there. If in every important thing in your life, Jesus is there, there will be no lack in your life. I said, if in every important event in your life, you make sure that Jesus is there, there will be no lack, there will be no loss. Tell me the rest. There will be no limitation in your life. Jesus was there. And then their wine finished. Their earthly wine finished. Their local wine finished. But Jesus, the Master, when earthly wine finishes, heavenly wine will spring up. When the local wine finishes, the universal global wine will spring up. How will that happen? Obedience to the Master. Look at verse 5. His mother says unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. The mother did not know what he will say, but he said, he is going to tell you something. He is Master. He is Lord. He is King of Kings. He is a controller. He is a director. He wants to take over every event of your life. And he's going to speak to you. And whatsoever he says unto you, do it. It is that obedience to the Master. It is that obedience to his word. It is that obedience to his direction and decision. Obedience to the Master that will lead you to the signs and wonders and the miracles of your life. Tonight, his word will come to you. The word of power, the word of authority, and whatsoever he says unto you, do it. There was a man that had a withered hand. And Jesus said, stretch forth thy hand. He obeyed, the hand became normal. Another one was lame. And Jesus, the Master, the Lord, he said, rise up and walk. He rose up and he walked. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. It is obedience to the Lord, obedience to the Master, obedience to the Controller that brings that miracle in your life. In verse 6, and there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 fuckings apiece. And Jesus says unto them, fill the water pots with water. And he filled them up to to the brim. He said, fill the water pots with water. Master, they are not looking for water, they are looking for wine. No argument, no reasoning. Whatsoever he says unto you, just obey, just obey. If a miracle is going to happen in your life, if the power of the Almighty is going to strike out every negative thing in your life, if this day will be the day of power, the day of signs and wonders, the day of miracle, the day of your expectation being fulfilled, whatsoever he says to you, no argument, just do it. And when he told them to fill the water pots with water, then they did that. You will do it. I said, you will do it. When it says confess your sins, you do it. When it says rise up and come out of sin and come to the Savior, you do it. When he tells you to come out of that wheelchair, you do it. When he tells you to open those blind eyes, you do it. And then he told them in verse 8. And he says unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. You see, everything he told them, to the letter, to the details, to the point, they did. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have drunk, they have been satisfied, have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept this good wine until now. In verse 11, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. The beginning of miracles came on the basis of obedience to the Master. A new life is beginning for you today. A new life of power. A new life of miracles. A new life of the supernatural. Impossible will become possible in your life. Great wonders from heaven will happen in your life because of obedience to the Master. Give me the first letter again. Proclamation of His mercy. The second letter, obedience to the Master. Give me the third letter. W is the worship of the Messiah. You see, that's how miracles come. No worship of idols again. No worship of money again. No worship of Nebuchadnezzar, a man again. No worship of ideology and philosophy anymore. You worship the only true God. You forsake all the idols you have been worshiping. Whether the idol of worship is Mary or Peter or Stephen or Saint Augustine, you forsake them and you say, Jesus the Master, Jesus the Lord, Jesus the Son of God is the only one I'm going to worship. And I will not worship the image of Jesus. I will worship Jesus and Jesus alone himself. The worship of the Messiah. Look at Matthew chapter 8. This is how miracles happen. This is how miracles come. It's coming tonight over there. I said it's coming tonight over there. Signs and wonders. Deliverance and dominion. Great miracles, manifestations of power. Look at Matthew chapter 8 verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him. Peter was there. He didn't worship Peter. James and John were there. He didn't worship them. Mary might have been around there. Didn't worship Mary. He sought for Jesus. He was a leper. Leprosy was an incurable disease. But this man knew the one that can take your incurable disease away is the Messiah himself. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And in verse 3, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. As you come to Christ tonight and you bend the knee before him and you surrender, submit your heart unto him and you make him your Lord and your King and you declare, him and him only will I worship, because the Father has given him a name above all names, that at the mention of the name of Jesus every knee must bow. Not at the mention of the name of Saint Peter. Not at the mention of Immaculate Mary. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And when you come like that and you worship the Messiah, and you'll say, I'll never bow my knee to any idol for the rest of my life. Him and him only will I serve. A miracle of healing, deliverance, salvation will come unto you. The proclamation of his mercy. Obedience to the Master. Worship of the Messiah. Give me the next letter there. E, expectation of his miracle. A person that is, while you are coming, you say, I know this is my time. I know something supernatural is going to happen to me today. Expectation. You see it before you see it. You know it's going to happen before it touches your body. And that's how we expect every time. You want to go from your city here to another city. You jump into the car. And then you're looking at the milestones. You say, I'm nearer. I'm nearer. And then you see a particular sign. He says, welcome to, then they mention the place. You ask the person by your side, how far are we from where we're going? Oh, and he says, 10, 15 minutes we're there. And I'm telling you something. A few minutes now and you are there. I said a few minutes and you are there. The expectation of the miracle. The miracle is there. It's nearby. I'll touch it now. I'll get it now. I'll receive it now. That is what brings the miracle into your life. Mark chapter 5. The expectation of his miracle. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press, in the crowd behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Expectation. I need a miracle. I've been suffering for 12 years. I've been losing blood for 12 years. I've been infirm, sick, and weak, and feeble for 12 years. I've gone to many hospitals and I've not been healed. Good hospital, native hospital, village hospital, everywhere I've gone, no healing. And then she heard, Jesus has come to our town. An expectation came in her heart. 12 years of problems will be finished today. And he said, my focus is on Jesus. My mind is on Jesus. Not Peter. My attention is on Jesus. Not apostle so and so. My interest is in Jesus. I'm not looking for water. I'm not looking for oil. My attention is on Jesus. I'm not looking for the photograph of one somebody somewhere and put on my head and put inside my scarf. My attention is on Jesus. I'm not looking for, you know, part of the cross of Jesus, and they break it and then they say put it inside your pocket. I'm not looking for that. My attention is on Jesus himself. They say, you are sick, go take the Holy Communion. When you take that communion, something will happen. I'm not looking for communion or mass or sacrament. My attention is on Jesus. Expectation. Expectation. Expectation of his miracle. If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. Tonight is your night. I said tonight is your night. Pack all those superstitions aside. I say Jesus and Jesus only. He's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my liberator. He's my redeemer. The Lord is my shepherd. Him and him alone, I expect my miracle to come from him tonight. If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Power. Everybody shout power. Give me the first letter there. The proclamation of his mercy. The second letter there. The obedience to the master. The next letter there. Worship of the Messiah. What's the next letter there? Expectation of his miracle. Our reconciliation with your maker. He made you. He created you. Come to him. Reconcile with him. Jesus is the bridge between the sinful man and the holy God. Come on that bridge of Jesus and come to God, your maker. Tonight is the end of your calamity. Tonight is the end of confusion. I don't know what to do. I go this way, problem. I go that way, problem. You know, tonight, you're free in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 45. I'm reading from verse 11. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, his maker. Reconciliation with your maker. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker. Ask of me things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Your maker is saying, if you don't stay far away, come near. Come unto me. Reconcile with me. Everything you need is in my store. Anything you need, come. I am your maker. I'm the one that created you. How is it to adjust suffering like this, like a lonely orphan? And he says, ask of me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hand. Command ye me. Tonight, a command of miracle will come upon your life. Command of forgiveness. Command of salvation. Command of healing. That devil that tied a rope is a dried rope around you and is dragging you like this. I give command to that evil power tonight. On the authority of the word of God, your maker, we strike the hand of Satan away from your life tonight. Tonight is that night of total freedom. All the powers of sin will be broken. The chains and the shackles of the enemy will be broken. All the evil things that have run after you, purchased you, followed you until this day, you are free in Jesus' name. Thank God I see power here tonight. I see that river flowing to your side. Congratulations. Congratulations. This is your day of wonder. Where are you? I said, where are you? You need the mercy of God tonight. You're saying, oh Lord, I am here. Oh Lord, I am here. The power for your hour. The power for your hour. You remember? Just tell the Lord, oh Lord, now I grab it. Now I hold it. Now I believe it. It is yours in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, your hour has come. Your time has come. Power is going to flow into your life. Power for salvation. Power for healing. Power for deliverance. Power for dominion. Power for miracles. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. You need the mercy of God. The mercy that will forgive your sin. The mercy that will save your soul. The mercy that will turn your life around. It's there. It's there. The river is flowing to you right now. Amen. It's bowed and eyes closed. A miracle of mercy is waiting for you. Salvation is a miracle of mercy. Forgiveness is a miracle of mercy. It's coming to somebody there. Where is he? It's coming to somebody there. Where is she? I'm looking for her. Salvation. Salvation. It's coming to somebody there. Coming to one young man over there. Coming to that old man there. Where are you? I say, where are you? Let me see that hand. Salvation. Salvation. Forgiveness. Keep up that hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your compassion. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray for every one of these people. Forgive them in Jesus' name. I pray for every one of them. Take their sins away in Jesus' name. By your mercy, by your love, by your grace, let your salvation belong to them right now. I thank you because I know you have answered. Their sins are forgiven. Their souls are saved. Their names are written in the book of life in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They are saved in Jesus' name. And everybody said, are you ready for that healing? Ready for that miracle? Ready for that deliverance? It's a river. It will flow to you now. Raise up that hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We bless your name today. God of love, God of mercy. You do not reject anyone. The poorest of us all. The most ignorant of us all. The weakest of us all. The most sick person among us all. That river of mercy is flowing to everyone right now. Lord, let the river of miracle get to everyone in Jesus' name. That mad person, I command, be well in Jesus' name. All that power of insanity, power of madness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Anemia, hunchback, goiter, elephantiasis, that big water head, I command all the swellings. Come out in Jesus' name. The one with problem in your throat, you cannot swallow, be healed in Jesus' name. That long-standing sickness of asthma, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. That pain of ulcer, you cannot remain there. I command that ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, you will not stay there. You will not claim that lie. All the cells of cancer in that body, right now at this time, dry up in Jesus' name. The fibroids there, I command, drop out of that body. Lord, I pray for the one having tuberculosis, dry cough and all that, and the thing is almost killing you. I command that dry cough. I command that tuberculosis be healed in Jesus' name. The blindness in the eyes of that individual. This is the day for the recovering of your sight. Lord, I pray that blindness will vanish away right now. Be healed, open your eyes and see. Those who are deaf and dumb, the power of God comes in your ears and comes in your mouth right now. Begin to hear, begin to speak in Jesus' name. Pain of arthritis and the pain of broken bones that have not joined, I send for the power of God upon you right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. One leg shorter than the other. One hand shorter than the other. I send forth Christ's healing virtue upon you. Short leg, grow out right now. Short hand, grow out right now. Stroke and paralysis, be healed in Jesus' name. All the attacks of evil spirits, small spirit, big spirit, whatever, I command all those things walking about in your body, come out in Jesus' name. All the curse in your life, the yoke in your life, the bondage of the devil in your life, I break everything right now. I destroy everything right now. Be free in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are married here and they are barren. Lord, bring their miracle children. Brother, receive your miracle child in Jesus' name. Sister, receive your miracle children in Jesus' name. Lord, this is the day when poverty turns to prosperity. All impossibilities on your way, I clear it out of your way. Living on begging and begging people, give me this, give me that, I cancel that from your life. The shame of poverty is removed from your life in Jesus' name. Your own land, your own inheritance, enemies are trying to drive you away. You're running for your life. You're scared of life. All those enemies that are driving you away from your possession, I cancel their power from your life. Come back to your inheritance and enjoy your life and your possession in Jesus' name. Everywhere you go, your miracle will be there. Your inheritance will be there. All your tears that you are weeping before you came here, God, wipe every sin away in Jesus' name. You are healed. You are delivered. You are liberated. Your prison doors are open. Come out in Jesus' name. Everywhere for everyone, miracle. Everywhere for everyone, healing. Everywhere for everyone, deliverance. From now on, the spirit of the conqueror is upon you. Rise up. You are more than a conqueror. Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray.